Welcome to Ranting and Raving, the podcast where I get to vent my spleen about all the things that are pissing me off today. I am your host, Todd the Madman Starooch. I know you're thinking, wait, what's this madman stuff? Well, the madman was a nickname that I had in college because I did tons of stupid shit. And I, even back then, 30 years ago, I had a reputation for just ranting about all the stupidity and nonsense in the world. So I earned that nickname, the Madman, so I'm just going to use that for this podcast. I also have been on an extended hiatus, and I honestly didn't think I would ever do another episode of this podcast just because I didn't know when I would have the time, but then the universe said, oh, no, 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 we are going to throw a whole bunch of stuff at you that's going to make you absolutely fucking mental. So here we are, so I can come back and bitch and moan about all of these things. So here we go. What is pissing me off these days? Well, as usual, most of it has to do with human behavior. I am never going to understand why people do or don't do things that they do. And the first one I want to bring up is people's lack of ability to commit and lack of accountability when they do commit. I would much rather someone tell me, you know what, Todd, I'm just not sure I can do what you are asking, so count me out because I don't want to make a promise that I can't keep. I would so much rather that than someone say, oh yeah, sure, no problem, Todd, I got you, I got you. And then when the actual time comes around to follow through, they are nowhere to be found. I get asked to do many things. A lot of it in the film industry, the indie film world. I get asked to be a judge for film festivals. I get asked to be an associate producer, say, on a film. And most of the time these days, I will just say no up front. I'll just say I cannot be sure that I can make that commitment. And let me be clear what I mean about commitment, right? Life gets in the way, right? We all have things that come up that foil our plans. There can be a family health emergency. There can be, I don't know, some damage to your home in a storm, whatever. I don't know. Like I said, the universe is random and it doesn't care about us. So I'm not talking about things that come up that are completely beyond anyone's control that prevent you from doing something you had promised to do. I'm just talking about people who make a commitment, don't do it, and then are just like, yeah, well, yeah, I didn't do it. I'm going to give you a very specific example. So as everyone knows, I run a film festival once a year. Filmmakers submit their films, and I have a panel of judges that watches the films and then helps decide which ones will be accepted into the festival, which ones will not. And then nominate films in various categories, you know, best film, best screenplay, best director, things like that. Just like any other awards show. So this year I had assembled a panel of judges and they were all very, very enthusiastic. I was very communicative throughout the process. I have a group chat where I post information, deadlines, updates, things like that. And let me just give a little quick context into what the commitment is here. I was not asking people to watch 100 movies over a weekend. The judging process, the evaluation process spans across a time of more than 6 months. And this time around, we were a little light on submissions. We had about 75 submissions, the vast majority of which, about 70 of which, were short films. So the idea was to watch 75 films over the course of about 6 months. Not only that, I split the judges into two groups, and each group was required to watch only half of the submissions. they could watch as many and evaluate as many as they wanted, but the requirement was one group watches half, the other group watch the other half, so as it wouldn't be too big of a burden on any one group. So that was the commitment. So the deadline to submit the picks rolled around, and literally half the judges did not send in anything. Okay, maybe you just forgot that the day came and went, you were busy that day or whatever. I'm a reasonable guy. I get busy myself. So a day or two later, I just sent a message and said, hey, when can I expect your judging form? And the answer I got back was pretty much, oh, yeah, well, I never got around to it, so I didn't do it. And that's it. Just no, you know, the usual, oh, I'm so sorry, but just basically, I didn't do it. So basically, these people waited until the deadline to tell me that they weren't going to get around to do it. 6 months, folks. 6 months. If someone was falling behind or found that they were just getting too busy or the task was overwhelming to them, just reach out and tell me, hey, Todd, man, this is more than work than I thought it was going to be. I just don't think I'm going to be able to do it. I would have had time to hopefully find a replacement or to come up with some contingency. But as a result, you know, I had to scramble, and I don't want to go into a ton of detail, but it really did make it difficult to come up with the list of official selections and to come up with the nominations for the award categories and such. But it just hurt me, the lack of accountability, just the idea of, oh yeah, well, I didn't get around to it, and there we go. I just don't understand that. And again, you made a commitment. Like I said a few minutes ago, I get asked to be a judge on a lot of film festivals, and I usually will say no. Besides mine, I have like two where I have been a judge for a long time. I enjoyed doing it, and I just made that commitment to the festival directors to say, you can count on me. And believe me, folks, I stress over it. And if I start to fall behind and there's a deadline looming, I will literally stay up until, you know, the wee hours of the morning watching films, making notes, making my selections, because I made a commitment and I'm going to follow through. It just seems that too many people today just don't take promises seriously anymore. Multi-million dollar deals would be consummated with a handshake on a golf course, and neither party would be worried, like, oh, this is going to fall through. I can't count on this. And yeah, of course, you'd have a written contract at some point, but there was that commitment. Nowadays, for very simple things, people just casually cast aside commitments with seemingly without any remorse of any kind. And I'm just never going to understand that. And that actually makes me more sad and disappointed than it does make me angry. Don't get me wrong. My hackles really went up. And, you know, I had to calm myself down a little bit. But that's number one, is just lack of commitment and lack of accountability. Number two is something that I have posted about recently on my social media accounts, is I just don't understand how people will go online and complain that they are not making money with their small business or as a performer, an entertainer, whatever it might be, selling, you know, merchandise, handcrafted merchandise, vending at events, whatever it is that they do as their main hustle or as their side hustle. And then when you reach out to them to engage and offer them the chance to make fucking money, they just simply don't respond to you. They'll post an email address and a phone number on their website and then not return messages. they will put a website on their social media page that leads to a broken link. They'll post an email where you'll get a bounce back that the email doesn't exist anymore or the phone number has been disconnected. What? People will complain that companies like Amazon or Target or Walmart are putting small businesses under, putting them out of business, and then do everything they can to not make money. I just don't get it. And then they will blame everybody but themselves, right? Like, it's, oh, Facebook's algorithm doesn't put me out there. Oh, Instagram's algorithm, whatever. No one is seeing my stuff. No, sorry, it's on you. If I have to send you 3 or 4 emails to get you to respond to me about a potential to make money, then I will just cross you off the list. I don't have time for that. I shouldn't have to chase you down. I have people who actively reach out to me to say, hey, Todd, when is your next event? Let me know. I'm available. I want to perform. I want to vend. I want to sell my goods or my books at your event. Let me know. Those are the people that will get my attention. I just don't understand. And then they all will go online, like I said, and complain about being broke or not making money. And then seemingly go out of their way to make themselves impossible to reach. I don't understand that one. And of late, because I have a couple of events coming up, that one really came to the forefront of my mind. And look, on the positive side of things, there are a great many people out there who tend to their small business, are hustling like crazy to make a dollar. Again, those are the ones that I will continue to work with, because I know they're serious and I'm not going to have to run on a treadmill, you know, trying to hunt them down. What else? Oh, this is a good one. And this is something that has just gone on for time immemorial. People who are casually late for things and have no compunction about it whatsoever. Oh, you know how I am. I'm just late for everything. You know what? What that tells me is you have absolutely no concern for other people's time. To expect people to just excuse the fact that you are just late because you can't manage your day is 100% bullshit. Get a calendar. Everyone's got a smartphone. Set a reminder so you can get yourself ready. There's simply no excuse. Now, I am not referring to some sort of like a casual open event like, hey, I'm having a barbecue Saturday afternoon. It starts at 2:00. We're going to be here all day. Show up whenever you want. You know, we're going to just be hanging out, having some drinks, having some food. I'm not talking about things like that. I'm talking about things where time matters. You know, it's going to take a certain amount of time to drive to a thing, and we're leaving from my house. Be there when you say you're going to be there. It's not a lot to ask. And again, it just shows a disregard and contempt for other people's time. And then people just laugh it off. Oh, you know me. Yeah, you know what I do. And that's the quickest way to get yourself uninvited from anything involving me. Combined with that is when there is something that is time or date sensitive and someone will actually say to me, Todd, why you should have reminded me. Like, why didn't you remind me? I'm sorry, what? You don't have a calendar? You don't have a smartphone? Folks, I myself am very absent-minded. I have an old-fashioned paper calendar hanging on the wall in my kitchen where I have to walk past it when I come into my house, and I have things circled and highlighted so that I don't forget or miss something. I also have reminders in my phone that will send me a notification the day of, the day before, the week before, so that I don't forget. Now, have I let people down in the past? Abso-fucking-lutely. Something will happen where my brain short circuits and I just simply forget that I was supposed to do something. And it is a source of endless embarrassment to me when that happens. And that's why I have multiple reminders set up for myself. But I never, ever have reached out to someone and said, well, why didn't you remind me that your event was coming up? I know you've got 1,000 things on your mind preparing for said event, but you should have thought of me. Why didn't you think of me and send me a reminder? Listen, you want me at your event? You need to take responsibility for that because I can't manage my day. I can't manage my time. So I expect you to do it for me. No, not in Toddland, folks. I will only tolerate that so often. You know, it happens once. Okay, you know what? Shit happens. It happens to me as well. But then just own it. Just own it and say, Todd, I'm sorry. Don't know what happened. I forgot. I'm sorry. But this idea that I was supposed to remind you of something that you were supposed to do, nuh-uh. I wonder if you would have the guts to say that to your boss if you missed a meeting or you were late for an important meeting. Well, boss, why didn't you remind me? Like, why didn't you call me personally and remind me that there was this big meeting that, you know, that involves me and a project that I'm supposed to work on? How come the company doesn't do more to make their employees accountable? Can you imagine, like, saying that? If I said that to my boss, he would be like, well, you know what? Then the next thing you should do today is type up your resume and get the fuck out of here because I have no time for this. It's just unbelievable, this casualness that people have and lack of accountability and this expectation that other people should account for their shortcomings. Again, folks, I want to stress the fact that I am by no means perfect in these cases. I literally, before recording this, got off the phone with someone where I was embarrassed and chagrined because I was supposed to call them last week and I simply didn't do it. I just fucking forgot. And I just called up and I told this guy, no excuses. It was an oversight and I'm terribly sorry. That won't happen again. So this idea that these things never happened to me is fucking ridiculous. But the point is, I own my failures. And it just seems like a lot of people don't want to do that. And that just gets my hackles up. And it drives me crazy. Finally, the one thing is something very minor and kind of silly. And I know a ton of people complain about this as well, is when I post a link to my event and within the event, it says for tickets, click here. And then the first comment is, hey, Todd, how do I get tickets? I just immediately want to slam my head into my desk about 30 or 40 times. I just don't get it. Or I put up the poster for my film festival and the first comment is, hey, Todd, what day is it and where is it? I just have to laugh at people's inability to handle the simplest thing. Oh, and my favorite too is, hey, Todd, how do I get to the venue? And my favorite answer is, well, find a magic carpet, get on it, and just tell it where you want to go. In this day and age, there's no excuse for a grown adult to not be able to figure out how to get somewhere. Every venue has a website. There is Google Maps, there's Apple Maps, there's Waze. Google will even tell you how to get somewhere by bicycle or by mass transit or by taxi or Lyft. There is really no excuse. One of my first jobs out of college, I just needed to make money as I worked for an inventory company. I would drive people around in a van. We would go to retail stores and we would take inventory. There was no such thing as GPS or anything. I drove around the entire New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Connecticut area with a giant briefcase full of Hagstrom maps in the trunk of the van, in the back of the van. Now, some of the younger folks listening to this are probably like, "What's a map? Wait, there were printed maps?" Oh, yes. And there would be times I'd be on the side of the highway with this map laid out on the hood of the freaking car, trying to figure out where the hell I was. So, in an era where you don't have to do that, where you just tell your phone where you want to go, and it will guide you there. And not only that, it will tell you how to get around traffic or construction or whatever. There really is just no excuse other than I don't want to do any work whatsoever. I don't want to put forth any effort whatsoever. I want someone else to do it for me. And that's just sad that that's where we are today, folks. But it is more and more prevalent. And I don't know if it's a generational thing. No, you know what? It's not. We like to make fun of millennials or Gen Z, but I'm talking about people my age. I'm fucking 55 years old. And people my age can't figure out like these simple human tasks. I just don't get it. I don't. But anyway, I am up against my self-imposed time limit for this podcast. I am going to try to make one of these a little bit more often. There's some stuff I've been making some notes about things that are a little more silly that are just driving me crazy that I think would be fun and entertaining to bitch about. So I'm going to try to keep up with this. A couple of people reached out and said, "Hey, Todd, you ever going to do another ranting and raving? Those were kind of fun, and we miss it." So I am going to try. I hope you guys enjoy my rantings and my venting of all this bullshit. I'm sure that a lot of it resonates with a lot of you. So, again, everybody, I hope you enjoyed it. Stay tuned for more episodes coming up soon. And most importantly, until then, stay pissed.